Proverbs 18, episode 261 of Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. Good to be here with you. Before we get started today, let me just do a little bit moment of prayer for you. And Father God, thank you so much for the time that you've given us, that we've let technology make it possible for this gathering to occur, even when I am not actually in this time that I'm broadcasting. So, Father, thank you for all of the ways you're accommodating all the different challenges of life, and that you are making it possible for wisdom to continue to be spread. I give you thanks for my friends here, that they are hopefully blessed today by your words and not by mine. Help us today to understand and to apply your words in our lives. We love you and pray all these things in Jesus' name. All right. You guys know what time it is. All right. If I seem a little loopy or whatever, this is, I believe, the fourth episode of in a row I've been recording on a Friday night as I'm preparing for my trip where I am in Orlando. The last few times we tried to do this on the road, it just didn't really go all that well. So I'm just avoiding those things and just doing these kind of in advance and scheduling them out to go each day. And so, yeah, it makes me a little loopy doing these all at once, but at the same time, I get my blessing all at once and you guys have to wait. Okay. It doesn't work like that, but nonetheless, let's get started with Proverbs 18, reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. Let's see right there. Well, whatever way it's that whole mirror thing going on here. He who separates himself indulges his desires and shows contempt for sound advice of any kind. A fool takes no pleasure in trying to understand. He only wants to express his own opinion. Gosh, that sounds familiar. When a wicked person comes, contempt comes too, and with disdain, provocation. And again, this is why we see that it's good to not stay silent necessarily, but to work our words in when they need to be worked and in the context they need to be worked, not just correcting people. Verse 14, the words of a man's mouth are deep water, a gushing torrent, a fountain of wisdom. It is not good to be partial to the guilty and thus deprive the innocent of justice. I hope we all know that. I hope that's obvious to everybody. A fool's words gets him into fights. Yes, his mouth calls out for a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin. His words are a trap for him. A slanderer's words are tasty morsels. They slide right down into the belly. Now, what's up with that? The slanderer's words are tasty morsels. This is something where we need to recognize that slanderer, another translation might say, a gossip's words are tasty morsels, that they are something that at the time seems good. But ultimately, this also means they're hard to get rid of. They're there. They're stuck. They're not going anywhere. They're deep in, and that's part of the trap. So just see that sometimes those, when you speak out, when somebody has a word spoken out against them and you've heard that, it is really difficult to dislodge that. And that's why gossip is such an evil thing. And slander, no different. You know, actually we're seeing that a lot these days. What is happening is, and this has happened to me quite a bit, which is fascinating. When I try to share wisdom or call for wisdom or call to say, okay, so what you're saying right now doesn't match truth. It doesn't match facts. In some cases, it's just straight up untrue. You know, maybe examine that a bit and just calling them to reason. And that makes me all of a sudden labeled as supporting whatever position is on the other side of that person. So even though I've said nothing in support of that, I've just called them to reason. Now I am labeled as being part of that. And that's hard for people to get around. And that's why I've been avoiding as much as I can these kind of discussions. It's darn near impossible at this point, but publicly, especially. Wow. Did I seriously just say especially? Man. That's just, especially. Go get some espresso. Yeah, I'm feeling the loopy. Verse 9. Whoever is lazy in doing his work is brother to the destroyer. Verse 10 is a favorite. The name of Adonai is a strong tower. A righteous person runs to it and is raised high above danger. The wealth of the rich is his fortified city, like a high wall in his own imagination. So the name of God is a strong tower. So run to that, not to the wealth. You know, again, it's not bad to have wealth, but don't imagine that that is going to keep you out of trouble. Verse 12, before being ruined, a person's heart is proud. Before being honored, a person must be humble. A lot of times we misplace what pride really is, too. We need to, and it's not for me to tell you you're being proud or not. That's something that the God is testing your heart on. But ultimately, we know that being humble is the beginning of wisdom. That is required for us to have that reset, to say, you know what, I don't know what I'm talking about here. Or just being willing to accept that you don't know what you're talking about. That humility is necessary before wisdom can start to work to gain knowledge in your life. If you don't have that, then it's just not going to happen. And it's just a path to ruin. To answer someone before hearing him out is both stupid and embarrassing. Just saying. Slow down. Listen. I am going to make this offer soon. As of today that you're seeing this, I will be fully certified to start offering this publicly, so I might as well get started. There is a program that I can do for your company, for your church, for whatever organization you like. It is based on this book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And it's a big part of that whole to answer someone before hearing him out is both stupid and embarrassing. There's ways we can practice on communication, and it takes first slowing down enough to actually listen to them and connect with them first. That connection is vital. So there's a whole, this is actually kind of cool. Check this out. There's a whole huge amount of materials that are available in this program. So if that's something that you are interested in or want your organization to go through, let me know. It's an exciting thing that I can do, just as an aside, not trying to advertise or anything like that. But at the same time, it is a cool opportunity that I now have. So let's celebrate. verse 14, a person's spirit can sustain him when ill, but a crushed spirit, who can bear that? Who can bear it? The mind of a person with discernment gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. So it's that discernment. Just like humility is necessary for wisdom, discernment is necessary for knowledge. So seek that out. It's kind of in reverse order, isn't it? But yeah, not really, but so the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. You know, it's like, yeah, discern that. Just really understand what you're hearing and know whether or not that is aligning with wisdom. If it is, then that's true knowledge. If not, it's folly. It seems so easy. The loopiness. Oh my goodness. All right. Verse 16, a person's gift clears his way and gives him access to the great. Yesterday, I said that this was foreshadowing, talking about bribes. And there is an interesting notion here that we probably should just talk about real quick. And that is that sometimes you have that whole it's better to give than receive kind of thing. But take a step beyond that and recognize that sometimes it takes a little bit of a gift to clear the way to let somebody know you care about hearing from them. So I bring this up because of what I just talked about, the study that I was just talking about, the everyone communicates, few connect. There is a story that John tells in the videos of this, where the video portion of the program, that Warren Buffett was being approached by a young woman, I believe it was, that was wanting to learn from him and was going to get about, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes of his time after fighting a long time to get it. But she went out and got him a cherry Coke because she had learned that was his favorite drink. And so she went out specifically and got him a gift of cherry Coke. And upon receiving that gift, Warren Buffett said, "You can have all the time you want." And so for the next hour and a half or so, they talked and she gained so much more. It wasn't a bribe as we think of it. It was a way to show that, look, I'm not just here to get from you. I want this to be a mutual benefit. And so I want to brighten your day with that or whatever that looks like, you know, whether it's buying lunch for someone who can obviously afford it, you know, or things like that. You know, there's a lot of things like that just are meaningful, and that meaning clears the way to have access in that way. And it's not access as in that's the way to get access. It is that helps kind of set the tone of that interaction. It's making that connection instead of just having words exchanged. Anyway, I thought that was a cool story, a cool little analogy here, and that's kind of what this is talking about. So it's not about bribery per se, trying to find your way in. It is having that attitude of being willing to give a gift, being willing to go above and beyond in order to get that interaction. Verse 17, the first to state his case seems right till the other one comes and cross-examines. Casting lots puts an end to strife and separates powerful disputants. Again, just like we were talking about the other day, if there is an even match and it's hard for someone to make a decision on which one is right, then the casting lots is just saying, you know what, we need to move forward here. We can't seem to come to an agreement about it. We're just going to let that system decide. We're going to let gravity decide for us. You know, it sounds very random, but it's a kind of a last resort kind of a thing. It's only if there is a struggle because they are equally matched and they can't seem to figure out who's in the right. And sometimes it just is a matter of just, you know, maybe you're both in the right, but we still need to come to a decision. So we're going to let literally the gravity that God has designed make the decision for us. And we're going to honor that just so we can move forward. It's not saying you're right or wrong. This is just saying, kind of like saying you're both right. Let's move forward because somebody has to be, decided upon. Yeah. Verse 19, it is harder to win an offended brother than a strong city. Their fights are like the bars of a fortress. Yeah, that's true. A person's belly will be filled with the fruit of his mouth. What his lips produce, he'll be filled. Sorry, with what his lips produce, he will be filled. Yeah. The tongue has power over life and death, and those who indulge in it, or who indulge it, must eat its fruit. It is fascinating. But it is that indulge it. And you must eat. Some people say choking on your tongue or choking on your words. But, yeah. You could also say that there are some good for that. Your words could be good and have that power over life. Verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a great good. He has won the favor of Adonai. All right. The poor man speaks beseechingly. The rich man's answer is blunt. But you got time for messing around. Some friends pretend to be friends, but a true friend sticks closer than a brother. Thus endeth the reading. Yeah. Awesome stuff. Well, I tell you what, y'all. I am closing in on one of the last ones that I intend to record. It's one of those where you realize that the way you've structured things, while I'm only gone 5 days, I have to record for 6. I just realized that. It's so much fun. But at the same time, it is, I think I might pivot here. We'll see. Hey, who knows? I guess we'll find out tomorrow. But in any case, once again, I wanted to give time to have you take a moment and think about any verses that are your favorites. If you have one or you have any thoughts or any questions, feel free to put those in the comments and we will go from there. Love you guys. And we'll see you next time. Be blessed by the best and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you all.
Before the earth was made, wisdom stood tall, knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In the pages of Proverbs, secrets unfold, revealing a treasure more precious than gold. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter. Proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise. It takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. From the dawn of creation to the hustle and grind, Proverbs light the path for a clear state of mind. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day, you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Wives shouldn't act, men shouldn't brag. Shut your lips like a vice, show people you're wise.